I knew as much about him and came to know him as a gardener and horticultural expert as I did a mammalogist. We talked some about mammals, and we shared some thoughts. And I had a captive colony of Microtus when I came here, and I kept those for a number of years and had students working with them. And he never said anything to me about it, but I think he was always puzzled about why I spent so much time working on animals in captivity when there was so much work that could be done out in the field with trapping and live capture or snap trapping, and still work, you know, that would follow up on his work. Well, I had my own interests when I came, and I was more interested in reproduction and in the role that olfaction and other kind of signaling devices played in reproduction of mammals. I became interested in why microtene rodents were so prolific, and what role does that play in their cycles of abundance? Do they breed so rapidly? Is there competition here that's driving this cyclic behavior? The species is a prey item, and it's eaten by virtually everything. It's everyone's lunch. It's, you know, if you're a predator, then when all else fails, eat a Microtus. They're always available. So they were constantly under pressure, and so the evolution of the animal is you either get big enough to fight that, or else you stay the way you are and you out-reproduce your predators. And so and there were ideas around to that extent, and I became interested in the reproductive aspects of this. The fact that a female might reach sexual maturity at 35 or 40 days in age, breed and have a litter within 21 days, may have anywhere from 3 to 5 offspring in that litter, and on the day that she gives birth, which might be even before she's 50 days in age herself, she will rebreed again with a male, conceive, and begin lactating with the first litter, become pregnant with the second while she's lactating. And all of the things that generally are don't function in mammalian reproduction during pregnancy or lactation still function in Microtus. They have this remarkable capacity to just continue to turn out offspring in rapid fashion, and I surmised once, and have never really written or talked much about it, that this was overcompensation for the fact that they are a prey item for virtually everyone, and now habitats, climates, etc., have changed, and the species is super abundant at times because the predators have gone away. We've spread man across the landscape here, and we've got now cyclic behavior. Like mice produce so many offspring and survive in such a way as to eat out their house and home and then die from a crash due to habitat loss. So there's some evidence of that. There's some evidence that they grew so rapidly in numbers that the social order in the population fell apart and they crashed and failed to reproduce or became aggressive and killed each other. So lots of things were working at the time, and I was curious about what regulated populations. Mm-hmm. So I concentrated on the reproductive end, and I think Bill was interested in that, but we never talked a lot about it. He always came to every seminar I gave, and came to a few classes when I taught in the mammals course, and usually found something to compliment me on, and then one or two questions that he asked me about stuff that usually I couldn't answer. But he was a great man.
Okay.
A great man, and did a tremendous amount of work.